Summer road trips from Metro Vancouver to the South Okanagan community of Osoyoos are a tradition for many families, and there always seems to be more to experience there year after year. While you can easily fill up a visit with anything from spending hours at the lake or on a winery tasting room crawl, Osoyoos also happens to be a great place to have all sorts of adventures suitable for the whole family. Not only are there tried and true attractions and businesses, but Osoyoos, and its neighbor to the north, Oliver, also have some newer noteworthy places worth putting on a summer must-visit list. For those in search of summertime food, wine, and family-friendly fun, here's our guide to making the most of a few days in Osoyoos. Stay. I have fond memories of posting up at a lakeside motel in Osoyoos as a young kid, but I am more than thrilled that a hotel-like Watermark Beach Resort is there. The popular lakeside stay has an array of comfortable suites, many with full kitchens and laundry, including several with waterfront views. Located right at the foot of Main Street means you are within walking distance of Euro Beach and so many shops and restaurants. A longer stroll to the east and across the lake offers picturesque views and great spots for stopping for a snack or morning coffee, like Junction 3. For families, the biggest draw of Watermark has got to be the pool, which has a waterslide kids adore, and big hot tubs for perfect relaxation. Additionally, Watermark is home to the acclaimed restaurant 15 Park Bistro, which serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner featuring an approachable and gently elevated menu of dishes alongside a great cocktail list and regional wine selections. Kick off the day with a stop at one of Osoyoos' charming coffee shops for a cup of joe, breakfast sandwich, or baked good. Close to the lake is Junction 3, which is a walk-up window service cafe with fresh brewed coffee and espresso drinks, grilled cheese or breakfast wraps, with a vegan option, and treats like exquisitely gooey cinnamon rolls. Right on Main Street you'll find Jojo's Cafe, a local staple for morning fare, where you can do dine-in or take-out. In addition to coffee and tea, they have bottled juices and lots of food options, including breakfast sandwiches, a yogurt and granola parfait, and tons of baked items like muffins, banana bread, and cookies. Casual dining options abound in Osoyoos, including some options that might shake up your usual routine. La Marquesa is a hybrid restaurant and marketplace on Main Street where they are dishing up tacos, tostadas, quesadillas and more authentic, approachable Mexican fare in a vibrant space. House-made guac, marinated meats, and a strong margarita are on the menu, along with an impressive lineup of Mexican soda pop and drinks like horchata and agua fresca. A few doors over is the perfect spot for a sweet treat at Scoopsies, a cozy, charming ice cream shop that is scooping up generous portions of Foothills Creamery flavors into cups and cones alongside cupcakes and other treats. If your idea of a snack and a treat is charcuterie and wine, you don't have to leave Osoyoos, thanks to the newer Lakeside Cellars tasting room, perched on a historic waterfront property with stunning south-facing Osoyoos lake views. Try a flight of Lakeside's wines, including options like their bubbles made with 100% old vine Sauvignon Blanc, a Cinsault Rosé, or their first-ever vintage of Orange Muscat, not something you see too often coming out of the Okanagan. Pair your sips with a rotating selection of cheese and meats for the perfect summer tasting experience. Experience drinks and a meal at Canada's first wine village. Hit Highway 3 and head north for another exciting wine option. District Wine Village is a newer addition to Oliver, and represents a groundbreaking new era in wine country experiences, thanks to its innovative hub design. A dozen wineries, along with a distillery and brewery, have shop fronts set up in a circle around a central courtyard with seating. While BC liquor laws mean you have to stay within the shop or patio confines of a given winery with your drinks, each winery, predominantly some smaller labels for which this is their only physical outpost, has ample space for guests to taste and buy their wares. However, the central courtyard is serviced by Ward's Wine Country Kitchen, the newer restaurant in the village's vendor mix. From their own base in the village, with a patio and indoor seating, and at peak times and during events from kiosks within the village, Ward's not only has wine, beer, and cocktails from their neighbors on the menu, they're also doing a fantastic menu of upscale casual fare perfect for leisurely snacking and sharing or for a proper lunch or dinner. They've got a signature burger, loaded nachos inspired by Mexican street corn, flatbreads, and bowls, like a fiery spicy tuna with all the trimmings. District Wine Village makes for a fun family, and dog-friendly, outing, particularly if you make it out for their weekly artisan market or live music events. Ward's Wine Country Kitchen, the restaurant at Oliver's innovative District Wine Village, has a menu of approachable eats, including a spicy tuna bowl and a pear and prosciutto flatbread. Lindsay William Ross, VIA. If your base is the Watermark, the on-property restaurant, 15 Park Bistro, is an excellent option for any meal. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner inside and on a spacious lake-facing patio, 15 Park Bistro is capitalizing on the outdoor charms of summer in Osoyoos with its patio grill station, turning out a top-notch burger on a buttery brioche bun and racks of ribs on mounds of crispy fries. Whether your vibe is drinks and appies after golfing with your pals, date night, or a family breakfast, Chef Nick Atkins' farm-to-table-styled menu makes the most of the flavors of the season and easily offers something for everyone. Obviously, if you're in the Okanagan in the summer months, you're going to want to make room in your schedule, and your trunk, for fresh produce from the plethora of local farm stands, many of which have loads of pickled and preserved foods. For example, the massive jar of pickled jalapenos I brought home, juices from locally grown fruits, and other packaged goods like BC honey and other condiments. Several of the stands are run by families with Indian heritage, and they have levied their expertise by offering up fresh or packaged foods like curries and samosas. Lastly, a stop at Platinum Benches Winery in Oliver should be on your list, if only to try their signature line of artisanal sourdough bread. Presented as EPI loaves, a stock so that you can easily break off portions, the breads are loaded with add-ons like chocolate and fruit or cured meat and cheese, and make excellent road snacks or pairings for on-site wine tastings. Learn and play. It likely goes without saying that in a destination like Osoyoos, you already know that outdoor fun is easily part of the experience. But when you're looking to explore and take a break from hanging out at the lake, there are a few local attractions worth your while. For adventure seekers, Rattlesnake Canyon is a great stop for a few thrills. Get soaked on the bumper boats and then dry off with a few stomach-churning turns on the tilt-a whirl before playing 18 holes of a really fun mini golf course. You can cool off inside the retro arcade or the kiddos can chill on the swing ride. Conveniently situated on the main road, you don't have to go far out of town or stress about parking or lines. It's pretty laid back here even on a hot summer weekend day. Further up the highway in Oliver is Covert Farms, a fourth-generation family-run winery that has successfully embraced the region's popularity among wine and food lovers who also happen to have kids. Children can go on farm tours hosted by teens who work the farm and who know all the quirks of the property's many animals, and what each animal's job is in the farm's overall ecosystem. On the lawn, with a postcard-perfect mountain backdrop, you'll find all sorts of games, from pump races to giant tic-tac-toe, and the crowd-pleasing bouncing pad and slip and slide. While grown-ups can of course try their hand at the action, the real draw is the wines, which can be enjoyed in flights, with or without expert guidance from staff. Covert Farms is a trailblazer in the region when it comes to organic farming practices. Be sure to get someone to demonstrate how their soil and regenerative farming practices make the most of the South Okanagan's weather conditions, and they produce a number of incredible wines. You can also enjoy charcuterie boards with meat, cheese, and produce with locally sourced condiments. Kids will love a stop at Covert Farms in Oliver, where the yard is full of fun games and activities, including a slip-and-slide and a giant bouncing pad with a postcard-perfect backdrop. Lindsay William Ross, VIA. For those keen to learn even more, the Osoyoos Desert Center offers the chance to get to know the region's unique plant and animal life. Both guided and self-guided tours of this well-maintained habitat are available, and visitors can stroll the new 1.5 kilometers boardwalk trail and discover all sorts of fascinating facts about birds, flowers, grasses, snakes, and all sorts of living things that call Osoyoos home. You'll leave with a deeper appreciation of just how special the area is, and what is at stake as the area continues to grow, evolve, and be a hospitable place to all, including its native flora and fauna. Disclaimer: Thanks to Destination Osoyoos for facilitating the visit and some of the meals and experiences. All opinions and inclusions are those of the author and were not guided or influenced in any way, and none of the businesses or entities mentioned were granted any previews of the story prior to publication.